The CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. An audit on the Colorado Springs Police Department concluded that there are very minor or no racial or ethnic disparities in the use of force for both black and Hispanic individuals when compared to white individuals. But lead researcher Robin Engels says regardless of the results, community perception can still reveal a problem.
But it's a different type of problem. It's a problem about legitimacy and trust.
CSPD hired outside consulting group Transparency Matters more than a year ago to look into the department's use of force, including demographic data and potential disparities. The group did an analysis of community perception but found results could not apply to the city as a whole. Researchers also said CSPD is a leader in its field when it comes to prohibiting the use of chokeholds and training models surrounding use of force. The Denver Nuggets face elimination from the NBA playoffs tonight, CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
The Nuggets avoided an early exit from the playoffs on Sunday when they beat the Golden State Warriors in Denver behind a strong game from Nikola Jokic, a finalist for the league's Most Valuable Player award. To bring the series back home for Game 6, however, Denver will have to find a win in San Francisco against the Golden State team that nearly swept them. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
If you're betting on the game, you're not alone. Sports betting in Colorado was up nearly 15% in March over the previous month. Officials attribute the rise to both professional and college basketball. In total, bettors wagered more than $500 million on sports in March, and the state collected more than $1.3 million in taxes. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.